This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Joining me on the Community Matters program this morning is...
The Brothers by Choice.
Thank you guys for taking the time to be able to join me today. I'm excited to be able to talk to you guys. So, how did you guys get started? What is the Brotherhood by Choice?
Well, we are a community organization, but it started in 2000 with just a couple of local guys getting together for coffee, working on their cars, going for bike rides.
When you guys got started with that, were you guys meeting up at like a particular coffee shop or a place that you guys would go to, and then it got bigger from there?
No, they usually just met up at somebody's garage, not like with five or six people.
What do you guys start off working on mostly? Like older classic cars or motorcycles or a little bit of both?
Both.
What do you find more interest in working on yourself? Cars, motorcycles?
Well,
bikes.
Yeah, we ride motorcycles and...
You guys started with five or six guys and it started to grow from there. Now, when it starts to grow like that, start to try to get ideas that you guys like to get behind and work toward and stuff like that. And you guys are a charitable organization that you guys do stuff for the community. So what do you think are some of the goals that you guys are able to set and some of the stuff that you guys try to work on?
A lot of the things that we like to do is somebody has a fire and they say they lose everything. We take up a lot of donations for money, appliances, furniture, clothing, whatever we can get for the family and, you know, and help them out. Plus, we donate all our time for free. And we also donate money along with everybody else to help the people out as much as we can.
Wow, that's really cool. You guys, you attend to attach yourselves to the things that are happening local in the community that are impacting people in a negative way that you can really make a big impact in helping people with, you know?
Yes, I mean, this is like their darkest hour. And we come in, and you saw the smiles and giving that family hope, you know? And trying to change the stigma in society of the motorcycle riders to show them that we're not all bad guys. And that's the thing, you don't need a bike. It's not a motorcycle club. Oh. The motorcycle is a tool to promote what we do.
Where the motorcycles come into play is like we do a bike run for a different charity or say St. Jude's. We did a bike run for St. Jude's last summer to raise money for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Wow. And we did pretty well on that for our first one, you know.
Yeah.
And we sent them a nice check, but that's where the motorcycles come into play. You know, we use them as a tool to represent and to further that benefit along.
Right. Some people have just a benefit and will cook and serve to help them. Some people want a bike run and a benefit.
That's really interesting. And then it gives you an opportunity to do both of what you enjoy.
Right.
There's a lot of planning that needs to go into some of this stuff. And when you're looking at some of these bigger events, how far ahead did you need to start planning to get that last one that you put together?
We tell people to plan 3 months out. It takes that time to have a very successful benefit. You can't come to me or to a meeting and present your situation and think we're going to do it in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
Do it in 2 weeks, you won't have anybody show up.
It's
not enough time to get the news out there, you know.
Yeah.
So you got to have plenty of time to spread the word around and put flyers out.
And donate get people's donations for your Chinese auction stuff, you know, and just, well, first off, we tell them you got to secure a date and a venue, a place to have this.
Yeah.
You get that done, then we start the ball in motion.
That makes sense, because, you know, when you're looking at this, and that's the thing that I love about you guys as a group, and I'm glad that we can be highlighting this, because you guys come in and you guys are able to, you guys cook for people and you guys do things that, you know, are really above and beyond. And when you look at that, you really got to dedicate manpower to being able to do it. And setting a date that far out leads you to get enough time to round up enough people to make it happen.
Well, not only that, you have to love what we're doing. And each one of us put our whole heart and soul into this. You know, we're giving 100% every time.
That's part of membership. In our bylaws, you have to have a caring heart. You don't have to have a bike, just a caring heart, and be willing to give of yourself.
Yeah, I like that. That's
even if it's washing dishes, you know.
Another thing where it just boggles people, you see 25 bikes roll in, people of all walks of life, and they walk in and they sit up and they cook and they're serving you, and people are just, wow.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right, and it really is truly something that people, it really opens people's minds if they really hadn't been, you know, thinking about that stuff, when they realize, you know, all these people are here to help us, and they're here to do, you know, good things for us. And I'm sure, especially in the time of need that those people are at when they're reaching out to you guys, it's really appreciated by them.
Well, first part of November, there was a fire on Matthew's Run. Mm-hmm. That family got a complete Thanksgiving dinner from us. Everything.
Wow. That's
amazing. Now, they're planning a benefit in the spring, and we will be involved with that.
Wow. See, and that's exactly one of the things that I was curious about is, you know, you guys are involved in so many different things throughout the year. You know, do you ever have to prioritize different things? Have you had a situation where you've had several people reach out to you to need to hope that you could do something on the same day or at the same time?
Well, we have done, like 2 years ago, we did back-to-back benefits three times that year, Saturday and Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, Saturday, Sunday. We try to get people to, if they give us a date, we'll tell them, look, you got to, because this is already taken.
Mm, yeah, that makes sense.
And generally people are decent about that. They're like, okay, because they're lost. You know, they come to us for help, and we're guiding them.
Yeah.
So they follow our lead.
And we usually have a sheet of paper with everything on it, what they need to get, what they need to do.
It's a format to follow for them.
Wow, that is amazing.
They ever need anything on an emergency, right then and there, they lost their clothes, they lost their animals, we will step in right then and there and try to get them through a few days while we think. Plan.
Yeah. Wow. When Faulkner had that big fire a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You know, we were right there. We were there before the Red Cross was. Wow. And we had three different storefronts on Main Street that we used, because the owners let us use them, to take in all these donations. Well, then people started bringing in appliances and furniture and, you know, TV sets and all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
And we ended up going over to the old Faulkner Plate and Glass building, mm-hmm, and taking up a big section of one of their garages over there.
1,600 square feet.
Wow.
And we had washers and dryers and TVs and stoves and refrigerators.
It was eight tarps set down for nothing but shoes. Men's, boys, little kids. Women's, girls, little girls.
Wow.
Rows of clothes in sizes. It was
all on
phenomenal.
Wow.
For them people to just come in
and
go
help
through
yourself.
And take what they needed.
Yeah, each family got a $250 Walmart card from us.
Wow.
from donations that came to us, and then once we got
dispersed
the family groups out of them 30 some people, mm-hmm. and they got allotted at that gift card. It was weeks.
We were 8 o'clock in the morning till
8 o'clock
at night, 9 o'clock at night, all day and half the night, you know, just there waiting for these people to come in. And in the meantime, while we're waiting, we're sorting through these clothes.
We don't want to put out
different sizes and everything.
You know, you have to, because people will take advantage of you.
You guys have been growing for a while. How long have you guys been, you know, together as a group working on these things? Like, when would you say your first one was?
About what, 15 years?
I think it was like...
Breaking news, live reports. Be the first to know. Erie News Now on social media. Your number one social media station.
Second Harvest Food Bank of Northwest Pennsylvania holds a Produce Express distribution monthly in Warren. Produce Express is free for those who income qualify by making fresh, healthy produce available to those who normally would not have access to it. Second Harvest encourages the community to eat healthier and make better food choices. The distribution will also include other grocery items and non-food essentials. Call the Second Harvest Food Helpline at 814-459-3663. Extension 117 for more information.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Good morning. You're listening to the Community Matters program on 104.3 Kinzu Country and 92 Gold. Joining me on the Community Matters program this week is the Brotherhood by Choice charitable organization, and we're going to be talking about some of the events that they host throughout the year.
2009, when we did our first benefit. It's nice when you go to the store and you're wearing the BBC. And people are like, hey, you helped my neighbor. Hey, you helped my sister. Yeah.
Wow. And that's happened, I'm guessing, probably plenty of times.
We get a lot of compliments, a lot of thank yous from people we don't even know that have
just
heard about us.
Heard.
You know, and then, like here a couple weeks ago, I went walking into the store after one of our meetings, and I still had my vest on, and the two ladies that were behind me, they were older ladies, probably in their 70s anyway. And the one lady started talking about the Brothers by Choice, and she was pointing at me, and I turned around, and she said, hi, how are you? And I said, good, how are you? And she says, I want to thank you for what you do to the community. And I says, that's what we're all about.
Wow. How many members of approximately right now would you guys say you guys have? 20, 30?
23, 24.
Because we have Dan just got voted in and Penny got voted in. So we're at 26.
26.
Wow, that's really nice. So when you're looking at this...
Plus people, we even have our own reverend too.
Really?
We have our own chaplain.
What kind of events would you guys look to host throughout the year? Do you guys plan to make a goal of, I know you guys talked about the St. Jude.
Well, we plan different things for every summer. Like this coming summer, we'll be doing our second annual St. Jude's run.
Okay.
You know, so we'll plan ahead for that and pick out a place to start it and a place to end it. And go from there, you know, and start bringing in donations for Chinese auction and everything. And of course, we usually supply the food, you know.
Yeah.
And whatever we bring in from the Chinese auctions, people donate money just right out of their pocket as a donation, you know, whatever. That all gets thrown in the kitty. And at the end of the day, when it's all said and done and we got everything cleaned up, we sit down and we count it all out, and then we go and write a check and mail the check.
Wow, that is awesome. That's a really, really straightforward way of doing it too, which is good. You know, make sure that the money and stuff like that comes in doesn't change hands too much, and it's you know, really well organized. So when you're looking at doing these type of things, what I'm curious about is if people hear about this and they become interested and they want to learn more about your group or become a member, how do you become a member?
Well, you'd have to come to a meeting, and at the beginning of the meeting, I would see that there's a new face there, and we would start the meeting by, hey, we have company, and would you like to introduce yourself and what you got planned?
Wow, okay.
Then we go from there. Then there's a form they fill out.
How often do you guys meet, and do you guys have a place that you know, you guys congregate at, that you meet at?
Well, we meet in the wintertime. We meet every other Thursday, the first and the third Thursday of the month. Now, in the summer, when you got events planned and things going on, we meet weekly to keep up to date so everybody's on the same page, because people get different assignments. How are you doing with that? How are you doing with it? You going? Okay. All right. Yeah, we meet at the Celeron Legion.
Okay.
I said the first and the third Thursday of the month at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Okay. Now, if people wanted to get in touch with you guys, is there a phone number or anything associated that they could call?
Yes. My phone number is generally the contact number, and Ron's. My number is 716-969-3197. My name is Dave, but everybody calls me Hub.
He's our president.
Okay.
My name is Ron, and my number is 716-338-5612, and I'm the vice president.
Well, you know, I'm really glad that we were able to highlight these things, because there's a lot of different things that you guys do in the community, a lot of different things that I've been able to learn about that you guys do, and I'm glad that we're, you know, able to talk about this stuff and make everyone else aware of all the different things that you guys do.
Oh, we don't just do benefits and bike runs, you know, and things like that.
The lemonade stand.
Yeah, we did. A girl had a lemonade stand set up last summer, trying to raise money herself, just a young girl, probably, what, 12 years old?
Maybe.
And she's trying to raise money for the less fortunate kids in her school to buy book bags and pencils and paper and different things. And we all rolled in on the bikes, of course.
Oh my, that would be
and
so cool.
I was the first one to buy a glass of lemonade, and I handed the girl a $20 bill and told her to keep the change. And then everybody followed in suit of what I'd done.
And then we give her
$50. $50.
She must
on
have.
On top of that.
Oh, my.
And she probably made a good $250, $300 off of us.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's amazing is that you guys know that all went to school supplies for the kids.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord.
And then the word got spread around about us doing that. And next thing you know, Jamestown Police Department rolls in up there and did the same thing.
And the fire.
Then the fire department, you know, and,
wow.
And then another bike club went up there and followed in suit right behind us, you know.
And that's
so,
the chain reaction that you guys started.
Yeah.
That's something that you can feel great about.
It's a simple philosophy. You just do the right thing. And it doesn't hurt. You know, it's just, it feels good.
Yeah, it actually feels good.
Yeah.
It does. It feels really
good. You know, I've had people say, why would you do all that? Are you getting paid? I says,
our payment
you
is
see
the, is
that
the smile the
on that cancer patient's face. I said, I'm paid in full.
Yeah,
that's
when they can't talk because they're weeping, and they just hug you.
That's more than enough payment,
yeah.
Right there.
Turn right into butter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow.
It's like when we do the benefits. You know, towards the end of the benefit, you'll see these ladies that are in their 70s, and they'll come up to him and say, because they're expecting a woman to be back there doing the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come up and ask him, who made that spaghetti sauce? That was just delicious. Mm-hmm. And he'll turn around and point at me. And he'll look at me like, you got to be kidding.
Oh, I love it. Wow. Just proved to me and everyone else listening how many amazing things you guys do in this area, in the Jamestown area, all around. And
we had a lady come to us. Her husband hadn't rode in years, bought a motorcycle, riding at home, died. So she had this twisted steel cross made. We went up, dug the hole, cemented it, weed whacked around it.
We put it up for her.
Yeah. Wow. And then we did a bike run to memorialize him.
Wow, that is, you know, and that's the thing. You guys cover everything, whether it's something that's, you know, a tragic event that's happened like that, or whether it's something where you guys are bringing awareness to something that's happening in the community. It really is amazing.
We did that for that teenage girl that was being bullied in school a few years ago, too, and she took her own life, and then they had the funeral services for her, and we all rode on that, and we actually led the procession to the cemetery because we were asked to do it. That's we were cool. asked if we would do that, and we said, sure, it'd be our honor to do that, you know.
Yeah, that's powerful.
So it's not just benefits and bike runs that we do. We do everything that we can, you know.
Yeah. Now, if people wanted to get a hold of you guys for one of those events, what would be your recommendation on reaching out? Obviously, at this point, if they've listened to the program, they know that they've got to reach out to you guys 3+ months in advance and make sure they're ready. What would you give for a recommendation?
We also have a website that they can look up.
Facebook.
It's on Facebook.
Okay.
It's That's Brothers by questions. Choice.
Okay.
All they have to do is look it up on Facebook. And
yeah, and they can just leave a message, and I'll get it.
And get back to them.
And I can get back to them.
That's the best way. And that, honestly, nowadays, that is the best way to do it. It really is. You keep track of everything, and...
We put all our benefits and everything that we do on Facebook, too, so that people know about it. So
yeah, that's another
And we have a group that follow us, you know, and that doesn't matter which one of us will post it. It's being shared, like,
constantly.
Yeah, see?
We do a breakfast first Sunday of the month, and that's part of our... ways of supporting the community. Mm-hmm. When we posted that, it was in 20 minutes and there was 35 shares.
Wow. That's huge. That's a lot. In a very short amount of time. Yeah, 20 minutes. Yeah, that's huge.
Well, wow. The lady at the Celeron Legion, that's where a lot of the benefits are done because it's a good size area, yeah. You know, inside the Legion. And they'll come in there and they'll be talking to the lady in there that sets everything up. Mm-hmm. And they'll ask her, where can I get help to, you know, to do our benefit? And hello. She hands them our phone number.
Oh, and say,
here
geez.
You go, call these guys.
Wow.
They'll hook you right up, you know.
Well, it's true, and honestly, you know, you guys do an amazing thing for this community. You guys have done numerous amazing things for this community, and I'm really glad that we were able to, you know, give everyone a little bit of insight on that and highlight that today. So, thank you guys. We even
go and support other people's runs and stuff, too, you know, so it's not just our own stuff that we support. We support other people's functions and whatever they're doing too.
Last weekend, Blue Star Mothers packed the boxes. Mm-hmm. We were up there, donated $250, and we walked ourselves around and helped them pack 830 some boxes for the servicemen.
Wow, that's amazing. They're really great people there, Brenda and the rest of the Blue Star Moms. They're really hardworking people. And they've done a really great job.
This Saturday, the Wreath Across America, they're gathering at Soldier Circle at Lakeview Cemetery.
And you guys are going to be out there for that?
Yep.
Wow. So, you know, with that being said, check out the Brotherhood by Choice Facebook page. Make sure you guys are staying up to date with it if you haven't yet. Make sure that you're following them, like them on Facebook, and you know what events are coming up. And you can join the rest of us here in supporting them, because you guys do a lot for this community, and I want to make sure that, you know, everyone else can hear it and support you guys just as well. So thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Thank you for having us.
Yep, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click Contact.